Yeah. It's a big game. Who you know that got it behind the scenes like behind the O-line soon as the QB say hype? It's big game, big game, analysis from the player's point of view. Injuries, big trades, player news. Yeah, sector the competition and he play with Tony Dungy. Better listen, I'm talking about
Big Game Sports Buzz.
Set everything you need and more. Yeah.
Big Game Sports Buzz.
I thought I told you once before. We call him
Big Game James.
Yeah,
Big Game James. Big Game James.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another installment, the Turkey edition of Big Game Sports Buzz with Jay Stoggs Buffner. Let's go. And of course, the man, the myth, the reason why we're here and why the show is called what it is, Big Game James. What up, guy? How's it going?
Stoggs, what's happening, man?
Hey, man, you know, it's another week. Them boys did it again.
What about here? They chinny chin chin.
Woo! Hey man, look, a win is a win, and them other dudes did not look good either. So I'm excited, totally excited. Tonight we're gonna see where everybody kind of laid out. Everyone, you know, they did what they needed to do, but it wasn't pretty. And of course Tennessee. Ooh.
Ew. Man, hope hey man, shouts out, prayers to Hendon Hooker. It looks like he suffered a torn ACL in that game.
Yeah, he is done for the season. Yeah, he is done for the season.
Not a good thing for them at all.
No, not at all. But very excited about today's show, man. Of course, we have four downs. Oh, hell no, man. I'm telling you, this oh, hell no is serious. Again, Turkey edition, between the lines. And, of course, one got to go. And top five for this week, with it being Turkey Day on Thursday. Top five Thanksgiving items, not including turkey and ham. Those are given. You got to have those. That's a given. You so what else you putting them on the plate?
What if you're a vegan, or what if you don't eat pork?
And why are you celebrating Thanksgiving?
Hey, man, some people don't like traditional Thanksgiving food. I didn't say I was one of those people, so don't make that face at me. I'm just saying. Some people,
I mean, if you're vegan on Thanksgiving, and some people will, you know, probably say, oh, but there's so many other, you know, things you can have a tofu chicken. That's gross. Don't do that.
Did you say tofu chicken?
Yeah, tofu turkey.
Yeah, that's not, don't do that. If you don't eat, if you don't eat meat, just do like an all Thanksgiving side special. Like, don't go get some bark from a tree and say you're making a turkey.
Dude, they make it in the form of a turkey. They get the tofu and they form it like a turkey.
Nah, bro.
I'm like, you just doing too much right there at that point.
Let's keep that.
let's
keep that down to a minimal, Jay.
That's.
I feel you. It happens, but I'm going to tell you right here, right now.
What's up?
Big Game does not endorse and support fake turkey on Thanksgiving. I support you being a vegan. I support you being a vegetarian.
Yeah,
but just don't call it turkey.
Turkey, yeah.
If it's just made from plants. Yeah. Anyway, hey Jay, I know we're going to get this thing started, but before we do, man, I need to give a big shout out to a lady by the name of Kayla Bradham. She had me on her show today called Legacy After the Locker Room, and it was a cool show, man. I found her podcast on Facebook some time ago and kind of was checking it out and, you know, just, you know, messenger, tell her a couple different times I liked the content she was doing. And then she in return asked me to be a guest on her show. And we planned this thing out a long time ago, and it just so happened to fall on my wife's birthday. Happy birthday,
hey,
guy.
Let's go.
Anyway, so it came on it. But today she did a really good job, man, of trying to pull out life of an athlete after they're done playing the game. And it came out really cool. I liked it. I will share it on our Twitter and everything else.
Yeah.
So y'all can check that out when you get a chance, man.
For sure.
She's just doing a good job. And this might be some players y'all like and want to know what they're doing now. And you could find a lot of different people on her podcast. So Kayla, Bradham, thank you so much for having me on Legacy After the Locker Room today. I really appreciate it. And without further ado, Mr. Stoggs, let's get this party started, man.
Let's go. All right, starting us off on these four downs. Listen, if you watch this game, I don't know why, but the Jets and the Patriots decided to have a game, and they decided to air it on TV. It was cold. It was hard hitting. It was a very defensive struggle. You know, the type of game that, hey, you know, Bill Belichick kind of gets down for. But this was also a game that was going to decide whether the Jets would be in first place or last place with a win, right? Going into the last, I think, 20 seconds or so, something less than that, they kicked the ball off. It's 5-3-3. And apparently the Jets did not know that New England had a runner on that side. They had a dude. They had a dude. And that dude went and scored on them. I think it was like a 69-yard, whatever it was. I mean, he did the thing. Scored on them. Hey, now it's 10-3. Game over. Jets lose. Garrett Wilson, who's a rookie receiver for the Jets, calling their effort sorry and possibly blaming the coaches and their game plan for the loss and practically the season. Big game. What's your thoughts on this?
Well, first of all,
he's a rookie. Go ahead.
Hey, man, he is a rookie. But at the same time, when you come in, you know, Garrett Wilson had high expectations, and he's a talented young man, right?
Yeah.
I'm not mad at how he feels about what's going on with this team, and he spoke his mind. And the quote was kind of, it has some bleeps, some expletives. They had to beep a lot of it, right? He was like, dang.
Yeah,
but you have to understand, at some point in time, and you're a receiver, all receivers want the ball, right? Keyshawn Johnson, thumbing the damn ball. All receivers feel that way.
Yeah.
It has to be frustrating when, and Jay, you, I, Reed talked about this on the Chop Shop after the draft. It was like, man, the Giants had a hell of a draft. They're putting something together here. You got to watch it for it. That defense is playing damn good football. And going into this, into week 11, they're 6-3. And to me, like you said, potentially playing for first place.
Yeah.
And they only mustered up two yards of offense in the second half.
Yeah,
man. And so as an offensive player, you'd be like, what the hell? What is going on? Like, what's being called? What can be done?
Right.
You got to be an adjustment, man. I feel his pain. To me, he has every right. Rookie, veteran, you got the right to be mad in this situation. But more so than that, how do you think the defensive players on this team feel? Man. All we give up is 3 points and we can't get a win?
Yeah, you should get a win with that.
You going to punt the ball in the middle of the damn field and let them run it back?
Yeah, it's that part, too. I mean, it's...
It's like, what the hell, man? Like, you got to give... you always say this. I used to hear this all the time, Jay. Hey, defense, just give us a chance to win. 3 points, that's all the chance in the world. You had the chance. Yeah. How do you not go win?
Yeah, I agree. And the reason why I put this down as one of the downs was... The passion that he had, and we talked about the Jets, and they had a great draft. It looked like Saleh was really, or Salah was really getting it together. But this effort was so piss poor. He had some bleeps in there, and he asked, how many yards, they asked him how many yards did they have the whole game? It was like 103 total yards.
Right.
And so when you start, he's like, yeah, that's sorry. Now, even ask Zach Wilson, do you think you let the defense down? He's like, no.
And, that New York media, they're good. They're crafty. They will trick you and fool you. Zach Wilson needed to be saved from himself because there was no right answer he could really give. And for you to say no, you're the quarterback of this franchise. You in the biggest media market in the United States, if not one of the top in the world, correct? You're going to have to fall on the damn sword, fool. You're going to have to take some accountability for your play. So now you're basically telling your defense, well, shit, it wasn't my fault. It must be your fault. Because if y'all would have held in the zero instead of three, we win. But man. You could even muster a positive yard. I mean, more than 2 yards in the second half.
Yeah.
Hey, man, the wheel's about to fall off the truck in New York, dog.
And I'm telling you, so now Salah is like, I don't know if Zach is the dude. I don't know if he's going to start, and that's sad because, it's, again, The Jets looked like they were poised to make a good run this year.
Yeah, they did.
They were poised to, you know, really be something that was different. You know, since Buddy Ryan and man, this is just. But yeah, I thought Garrett Wilson calling the effort, sorry, and calling out his team and the coaches was very unique, especially for a rookie to do it. But yeah, in that New York market, man, that's
Yeah, boy, that's tough right there, ain't it?
That's a tough one, man. That's a tough one. All right, going into the second down, for those who may not know, who may not be into it, but it is happening, the World Cup. The World Cup is happening. And United States men's national team has made it, right? We're in pool play. And the effort that they gave against Wales, they tied 1-1. They didn't play all that great. And this was a game that they definitely needed to get the 3 points. They needed to win. And they're not showing the effort. And they have England Friday. And England
they're going to get beat down. I don't even know about World Cup. I know England about to tap that booty.
Man, England is obviously England is a tough, tough team. Is this something we should get excited for, though? I mean, we haven't been there in 8 years, you know, so we've missed a couple World Cups. Should we be excited as Americans for the World Cup?
Well, I feel that's a loaded question, Jay.
It is.
It is. Okay, so that was very intentional by you. Okay, cool. So I'm not sure.
Yeah, this one is.
If we're looking for something to try to bring us together and give us a rah-rah moment that we so desperately need with some of the stuff that we're dealing with in the United States, yeah, cool. At the end of the day, mm-hmm. when it comes down to top five sports and what I'm really going to rally around and be super-duper excited for.
Sure.
Yes. I don't know, man. Like, I like FIFA. I like FIFA on the video game.
There you go.
I do like seeing the groups of people getting together at different bars and restaurants and having a good time. But yeah. It's not up there on my list, personally.
Right.
And that's just big game. Anybody hit you, A-stars, buff nerd. You know, let's meet in the middle somewhere and watch this World Cup, bruh.
Yeah.
Like, I would come watch a Cowboys game with you before I probably meet up to watch the World Cup.
And I think it comes down to, you know, I think it's players. You know, there was a time when the U.S. basketball team, people weren't really checking for them because they had fallen from grace so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they would play in FIBA and they would play in a lot of these World Cup type environments, it was like, yeah, but they keep losing. So what's the point?
Right.
I think this is it too, man. I mean, you know, the fact that U.S. hasn't made it to the Final Four since, I think it was 1930, 32 or something like that. Yeah, it's been a minute.
Man, our parents weren't even thoughts. Damn.
Right.
Since the 30s? I knew it's been a long drought. 30s?
Yeah, since the 30s. Should we be excited? Put a product on the field to be excited for.
Yeah, know. That's it. That part. Hey, Jay, is it un-American to not give a damn about the World Cup?
That's a great question. Make sure that you put that in the chat. We are live again right here. Make sure you hit us up on the chat. Even after we go off, you can hit us up on the chat and we will respond. You can follow us on social media. We have Amazon, Spotify. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, obviously YouTube. You can check us out. Make sure that you like, subscribe, and hit that bell so you know when we do come on. But that's a great question, man. Should we care? Should we? Yeah, is it un-American? I don't know.
Un-American. This is my whole thing. I mean, this is not a political show, y'all, so do not trip out. We use sports as the bridge between different communities, races, the whole nine, to bring us all together and cheer. Right. I'm happy for the people that love soccer, and I'm happy for the people it brings together to have a good time and watch it. But like you said, you made the best point to me. If you're not going to put a product worth watching on the field, I'm not going to get excited about it. You know, get me past pool play and the U.S. is doing something, then I'll make that drive to BFE to kick it with you and watch it. I'll redirect my answer just a little bit, but somebody going like, big games, anti-American, he doesn't like the World Cup. So what? You don't, everybody, y'all don't like football, real football. So far, good. We all got something in common. And I said it, well, real football,
know.
Fool. Yes, I did.
Yeah, I heard, you know, and it's that's the other part of, you know, this is not America's game. So I think that's another huge part of it, is that it's not an American game. It's not a game that was invented in America.
Right.
Therefore, you know, the interest just hasn't been there. And also, I think it goes back to college. You know, so goes college, so goes professionals. And so if your college isn't breaking in, you know, the TV ratings, and people aren't going to checking for it, they're not going to check for it on a pro level, you know. And I'm sorry, right, but that's just what it is. So let's move into this third down. Mm-hmm. Jaylen Brown, the guard for Celtics, right? Boston Celtics,
mm-hmm,
came out and had a tweet and had to come out and apologize and about, you know, there's a certain group that was out and you know, in support of Kyrie, and he put, you know, this is energy, and so he was getting blasted because this certain group actually, you know, is listed as a hate group, and you know, it's getting to a point where, yes, he was saying, hey, I'm just in support of Kyrie, he's still a friend of mine, I'm glad he's back in the league. I'm glad he's still playing. He doesn't think he should have got the suspension that he got, or not even a suspension. He had to go through all the hoops. He had to go through all the things he had, right, to, in order to come back. Okay, cool. You know, that's you. But just to get blasted for saying, hey, I'm glad he's back on the court, you know, and just tweeting out, hey, this is, you know, energy, good energy, because there are people that are here to support him.
Jay.
Yes, sir.
Let me make sure I get this right. Because when you put this on here, I had to try to do a little bit of work to make sure I knew the context of what was said. So all this is a response to a tweet he put out that said energy, right?
Yep.
With the Black Israelite group protesting for, in support of Kyrie Irving outside of Barclays, correct?
Yes.
And this is my thing. I don't know what Jaylen Brown's beliefs are as far as that, when it comes to religion. For him, one, he's a big advocate for self-help in Black in the inner city and communities. He's big with giving back to his native Atlanta, Georgia, where he grew up and was raised. He's big into, you know, protesting for the equal treatment of people, right?
Yeah.
So, I believe he had good intentions. This is my thing. Because Kyrie Irving is on the outs now, you want other people who may be okay with him to not support and be happy he's back because of his mistake? Like, let's not try to bring Jaylen Brown into this and fault him. I don't know the group that was out there. He said he didn't know. Yeah. He said he didn't have his reading glasses. He thought it was a fraternity and not a hate group. At the end of the day, Kyrie Irving did something that he's paying the price for.
Yep.
I'm sure other players around the league have wanted to say, hey, man, I'm glad Kyrie back. I'm happy for this brother. And a bit their tongue, scared to say it and scared to speak on it. Jaylen Brown just spoke on something that other people are scared of. Don't condemn me for being happy for a person to have their livelihood and their job back.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Even though I may not agree 100% wholeheartedly with what he did, what he supported.
Right.
Man, look, it's too much going on in a day. And we always want to find a script and a narrative to write it and work it the way we want to benefit our cause. When I say us, it's people in general. Yep. Both sides of the spectrum can turn this Kyrie story almost into anything they want to make a narrative and to keep it going. So Jaylen Brown, let the man ball. Let him do what he does. Let's not beat him up about it. Because at the end of the day, if he and Kyrie are boys and friends, he can support him.
Yeah, absolutely. MJ. The media. Hey, good to see you, bro. Good to see you, man. Good to have you in here. Yeah, I agree with you, man. It's the media wants to pub it up, and it's almost to the point where they want to make his name a filthy word, right? If you say Kyrie, it's like, well, you better say Kyrie's bad. Like, that's the only way you can say his name, right? So I think that's part, and why this is here is to really kind of push out the narrative of, okay, he said, hey, I'm glad, like you said, Kyrie's back. Now it's like, oh, well, Jaylen Brown, he must support anti-sentiments. No,
Right. It doesn't. It's, that's not an automatic. It doesn't automatically make me hate you. That's just.
Yeah.
Man, come on, dog. It drives me mad, man. But yeah.
Yeah.
That was big. And I'm glad you put that on there, because it's just so easy to throw somebody in the category without knowing, you know, the whole context of what was said and what he believed. But that's.
Yeah.
That's just a big game right there.
Yeah. And, you know, and Jalen said, hey, look, man, I'm supporting this dude because he's good for the game. He's good for the game.
Right.
He's good for the game. You know, and he likes his game and the whole nine, and they're friends, and so cool. But yeah, I agree with you, man. All right, let's get to this fourth down. This is a personal question I wanted to have for you, and really for all the players that are out there. Excuse me. Man, how bad is it to play on a short week?
I think it depends on the time of year it is, Jay. Honestly, man. Mm. I'm not a big, big fan of the short week. You know, your body needs time to recover and rest, especially later in the season. Those quick weeks hit. Like, your Dallas Cowboys had a big game, and now they got to try to turn around and get ready to play on Thursday. And it's not just a short week. It's a Thanksgiving week. So you're going to have extra family in town. And extra, you know, I did that one year in Tampa. But my wife decided, Aisha decided to say, hey, babe, we should have Thanksgiving here since we can never go anywhere since the NFL season. All right, cool. Let's invite the whole family to Tampa for Thanksgiving. Mm. I had practice, you know, Coach Dungy rearranged practice for us always and let us come home early. Out of my mind, I was like, man, I ain't never doing this shit again. It's tough on that week, man. It's a lot to do. It's a lot going on. Distractions can be there. The body's not right. The older players hate it more so than the younger players because, you know, we don't recover as fast. So I feel like the NFL does players an injustice with these short week turnarounds, but they got so many obligations.
MJ liked it Thanksgiving, though.
Hey, MJ, man, let me tell you this. And first and foremost, man, congratulations to MJ. MJ, man, his daughter just got married, man. And let me say, beautiful person, beautiful bride. Awesome. The father said some beautiful words, man. It was all together around a great, great function. I was so glad I was there to share that moment with my family. But yeah, that Thanksgiving, that's a top 10 Thanksgiving in the big games lifetime right there. It went down. Hey, one of my aunts ate a turkey before it was even put on the table, dog.
Oh,
a whole fried turkey was gone between two people before dinner was even served. Boy, it's some stories out of that Thanksgiving. But yeah, man.
Damn, bro. Yeah, we're gonna have to talk about that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Awesome. But yeah, no, it's not excuses, but I mean, I agree that to have such a quick turnaround, you play the late game. First of all, you play the late game on Sunday, so you play the 3:25 kick, and then you play Thursday, and that's for every team that plays on Thursday. And I don't look. I get it, like, because it's a tradition. There are certain teams that do play on Thanksgiving, and then there's certain NBA teams that play on Christmas.
Right, right.
And man, I just don't think it's right. I mean, I love watching it, but I think about the players. I'm like, man, that's got to be tough. We saw and three. Oh Lord, two turkeys and three sweet potato pies before you hit the table. Look here, MJ. So I know. I'm glad I know because if I ever get invited to one of them Thanksgiving. Man, I need to go ahead and get mine like that morning.
For real.
They should do it better. They should do better in schedule. You got 18 weeks, and you're telling me,
dude, money runs the league, point blank and period. So it's tradition for some, but now too, that's sponsorship. People are paying bigger, higher dollar ad revenue for those sponsorships and the commercials to run on Thanksgiving. We're going to have these games played. To me, if you're going to have them play Thanksgiving, maybe the week before, you have them play that Thursday night. Well, everybody can't play that Thursday night because of the amount of games. You got to do something with the scheduling, though, to make it more beneficial. Because I remember this, Jay. One game we played a Monday night game. And then came back and played, I think, a Thursday night game or something.
Jeez.
And it felt like training camp 2.0, bro. It was like, this is stupid.
Wait a minute. You played a Monday night game, and you played a Thursday night game?
No, it wasn't that. maybe it was a Sunday, then a Thursday, then still back for a month. It was stupid, well, yeah, though. Like, we looked at the schedule like, man, what the hell are we doing? Yeah. And coach, and nowadays, the coach would take you out of pads, but your body is begging for a break, man. Like, you shocking the hell out your body jumping in the ice tub trying to just be right and halfway regular and decent, you know, to put on a good performance for people, man.
Because, I mean, there are some teams that have played 3 games in 10 days, you know. And so, yeah, that's a tough one, man. But I do think that there is scheduling. Yes, MJ, I agree with you, man, brother. It's money. It's all about money. But you can put a bye before that Thanksgiving game in order to give your players some time to recoup, rest, and get ready for a good Thursday game. For a good Thanksgiving game. I mean, you have 6 teams that are playing. How easy would it have been to put them on a bye the week before?
Right.
How easy would that have been?
Right.
I don't get that.
Exactly. But you know what the NFL in these short weeks make me say?
Man, what does it make you say?
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
Bro, that still gets me every single time, I swear. That's right, y'all. This is the segment of the show where things that happen in sports and really just in general make you say, oh, hell no. I know Big Game has one. I have one. I'm going to do mine first because I already know what yours is, and that's cool. My oh hell no for this week is people. It's not even Thanksgiving yet, and you're already putting up Christmas lights. What is wrong with y'all?
It was 2 weeks ago, Jay. I feel you on that.
Halloween, you putting up Christmas lights. Just wait. I love Thanksgiving. And I love it, okay? Just wait. You know, just wait. After Thanksgiving, put up the lights. But it's a tradition at our home. After Thanksgiving, the Friday, we put them up. That's what we do. People around here, stop doing it. Just stop. Give it time. Wait.
So were you that kid that got excited for Thanksgiving and laid in the bed talking about what you was going to eat first, almost like Christmas when you talk about what you're going to unwrap first?
Yes, I still do it.
You was that kid. You was that kid. I like that, dog. I like
bro,
that.
Bro, I make a list.
Man, I what make you going to eat first?
I make a list of what I'm making, and then I've even drawn a diagram of a plate of how I'm gonna put stuff on there, bro. Like, yeah, man, love Thanksgiving.
That's what I love. All right, Jay, man, that's a great old hell nah. I got a couple of them, and I know you hate when I do that to you, but first and foremost, this news just broke today.
Yeah,
the NFLPA has filed a grievance. Against the NFL because they said owners have colluded to try to X out and nix fully guaranteed contract. So I guess the owners had a meeting sometime in August.
Yeah.
And the owners had a meeting in August came up with an idea to say that they were going to stop giving guaranteed contracts like the one Deshaun Watson got and the one Kyler Murray got because of how big they were and wait to try to play things out. So now the NFLPA, supposedly got wind of this, filed a grievance. The NFL's denying that it happened. NFLPA didn't get back to this source on ESPN. But this is my whole thing. Because Cleveland decided to do a bad deal, and then Arizona followed up and decided to do a dumber deal, and now that Lamar Jackson is really owed a deal, you're going to try to come up with something collaboratively to stop these people from getting paid. Yet we just talked about how you screwing these young dudes over with the lack of rest they have between games, getting all this big Amazon, Jeff Bezos revenue money for their spots and everything else with these TV contracts. And yet you're still trying to find a way to keep more money for yourself and less money for the players. So to the NFL owners, that's a big old hell nah. Quit being beyond greedy. You go, if you can pay somebody $250 million guaranteed, I already know how much money you're making. Don't go there with me. Don't lie to me.
Bro.
Get on with it. Cheap, cheap, cheap. Make me sick. And then my second real quick one, y'all. J-Stocks and I have conversations weekly before we do the show. And then, you know, I just like to check on my brother and make sure everything's okay. He asked me about a Thanksgiving playlist. I said a Thanksgiving playlist, not guys. There's Christmas carols. There's Christmas music. I do not know of no Thanksgiving soundtrack or music besides like the turkey song from Adam Sandler. So Jay Stoggs, for you to come up here and tell me there's Thanksgiving music, that's a big old turkey gobble gobble gobble. Oh hell no, to you as well.
There's Thanksgiving songs, man. I'm telling you. Okay. They're Thanksgiving songs, man.
Hey, anybody out there that's watching, if you're catching it live or later, if you know a Thanksgiving specific song, please put that in the chat. I got to read what you got and see if I can give Jay Stoggs a break. But that there.
Ben Rector, man. I'm saying it.
That gives a big fat, oh, hell no. All right.
And wait until DirecTV expire, Apple and Amazon going for it. Absolutely. Everybody's going for it. And they're going to pay money.
I forgot about that contract expiring, man. Yeah. That's going to be stupid. And they're going to try to have football 5 days a week. Watch.
Absolutely. Listen, when you have a franchise that's worth $4 or $8 billion, but you over here fretting about $230 million. Come on,
right,
man.
Right.
Come on.
Give me a break.
And the way they've devalued running backs anyway, and positions, like they've devalued positions.
Big time.
Oh man. All right. Let's go ahead. Let's get into this. Now it's time. We're going to talk about NFL and we're going to get in between the lines. So let's just start off with this, man. How bad was the Giants loss to the, how bad was the Giants loss to the Lions?
Two touchdowns. But honestly, let's rewind it back a little bit. Who really thought the Giants was going to do anything this year anyway? Now, they surprised a lot of people.
Yeah.
They said Coach Daboll's got them guys playing. They believe in him. They like him. He's taking them in the right direction. Daniel Jones was turned into a game manager. But at the end of the day, Detroit Lions have been in several games this year. So, to me, it's not a big deal to me. And I say that, too. The NFC's wide butthole open, Jay. Like, anything can happen, right? So, if I'm the Giants, I'm not panicking off of this loss. And to me, they've still been overachieving all year.
I'll take that one, MJMJ.
Green bean potatoes, made of green beans. Yeah.
I'll do that one for Thanksgiving. The reason why this was put in here, because of the fact that the Giants were, surging this year. And the Lions, yes, have made strides and they haven't been blown out per se this year at all, but it was just the fact that it's still the Detroit Lions, man. I don't care. It's still the Detroit Lions. It's still, they have a history and a mentality, I won't say mentality, but they have something around them for losing. But they put up points.
Yeah.
They put up points. So yeah, for the Giants to say that they're in the hunt, this don't look like you're in the hunt. Not if you're losing to the Detroit Lions like this.
But would y'all beat Detroit by us, Jay? I'm not trying to be funny. What was the score of that game? Like by at least it was like 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, something but you like gave that. Up quite I think a few. Say like 10. Yeah, 10? It was bad. Yeah, that's I want to say it's bad. At least 10.
All right.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't trip. If I'm a Giants fan, I don't trip. I've already done better than I thought I was going to do anyway. Even with some injuries, your receivers are beat to hell.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, Jay. They got overrated fast, but to lose to Detroit like that, exactly.
You got to make it close. Both of you guys have great points, man. But like I said, me, I don't panic. I never thought the Giants were much of nothing anyway.
Yeah. But, I mean, if we just base it off of this season, yeah, there you go. We talked about this earlier. How much did the Jets and Patriots game make you hurl?
I turned and watched part of that, and I don't know why. It was like watching a cut on the forearm just drip blood out of it. Like, it never changed. It never got interesting. It dried up, and then you hit the wound, and it bleeds again. It's just like, somebody stop this nonsense.
Please stop it. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I tried to watch some of the Raiders and Broncos, but that was tough too. But yeah,
for sure.
That was all the way around.
That was god awful. Hey, with this win, did Jimmy G win his job back against Arizona and Mexico City?
Hey, man, shout out to Garoppolo, but if I'm Jimmy G, you're not playing with my emotions. You told me that I'm not the dude. I can, you know, look for trades. I was the emergency guy in case Trey Lance gets hurt. He does get hurt. Now what you're going to do, restructure this deal again and decide to keep him and trade the other one? If I'm Jimmy, I'm dipping on Frisco as soon as the season's done. I mean, I think he did enough to solidify that he can start, which I've always thought he could be a game manager and start somewhere.
Yeah.
He played with a ripped up shoulder last year in the playoffs. He was hurt. Yeah. So, yeah, somebody's going to try to screw him over and talk him in the stand. But if I'm Jimmy G, I'm dipping on the 49ers at the end of the season, man.
Yeah. I mean, he restructured this season. But, yeah, I'm with you. It's like, hey, go ahead, get out of there. Go to Carolina. Go somewhere else. Go where you feel like you can be.
Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, but at least, you know, there you go. Hell, maybe even Minnesota. They may be tired of Kirk. Okay. Anyway.
They should be.
fourth one, what did the Philly near loss to Saturday's Colts say about either team?
Well, maybe the Colts are going to play better under somebody like Jeff Saturday. I'll say that.
Oh, she was awesome, yeah.
I lost my thought.
I think so too. I think Jimmy gonna get paid, man. But
yeah, he might be. Oh, that's what I'm gonna say. Philadelphia looks to be lacking something now on offense that they had earlier this year. They didn't look as explosive the last couple games. Game before they came out okay, then they just slowed down when they lost to the Commanders. Yeah. But if I'm Philadelphia, I'm not panicking either. Just like I said, the Giants, they're in the driver's seat in you guys' division. They just got to beat the Cowboys when they face them again and split with the Commanders, and they'll win the division. And if the record stays like it is, they'll probably still get the bye. So I think Philly's in the driver's seat. I think it makes them open their eyes to try to make some adjustments, but I think they're still fine.
I mean, they got beat by the Commies, and now you come in and the Colts almost get you. And I mean,
did the Colts get Kansas City this year? I mean, the Colts have had some okay wins. Like, you don't know what Colts team you're going to get. That's why Frank Reich got fired, because he couldn't get them to play consistent.
Yeah. Do you think Jimmy G would be a good landing spot for the Colts? Do you think that would help them kind of solidify where they would go?
Indianapolis for Jimmy G. If they can put an offense the type of system he's in now for him, that might not be a bad spot. And they need a quarterback so desperately. They want a quarterback bad, and they looking in the wrong places to go get it. You know, that's like going to a strip club trying to find a wife. Like, you just ain't – yeah, they ain't the right spot to do that in.
Hey, and shout out to all those strip club wives.
But that's – you know what I'm saying? Like, they've been going to the wrong spots to try to find that quarterback rebuild. Like, dude, you're killing yourself. Don't do that.
Yeah.
So, hey, no, man, hey, shout out to Coach Nation and what y'all doing, man. Good luck to you.
But I do think this, to your point, I think there's some cause for concern, because you do get beat by the Commies legitimately. They have, I won't say exposed hurt, because I think Jalen is who he is, but I think they exposed some of the play calling and game playing coaching.
Agreed.
And I think Indianapolis saw that and was able to turn that around on them as well and say, hey, look, we're just going to keep it low. If we can survive the second quarter with Philly, we're in this thing. We got a chance. And that's exactly what they did. So, yeah, I think there's some issues there in Philly. And I think maybe the Colts aren't as bad as people were saying they were, or maybe, you know, I don't know.
That might be part of it, Jay.
But I just still think they're going to clear house at the end of the season anyway, as far as Indianapolis is concerned.
Man, get that U-Haul ready, baby.
Boop, boop, boop. Back that thing on up. All right. Last one, man. Who do you see as legit contenders in each of the conferences? And we'll start with the AFC. I think that one might be a little bit easier. Give me three teams.
All right, AFC, man. I got Kansas City Chiefs, Baltimore Ravens, and the Buffalo Bills. Don't sleep on Baltimore. Their defense is playing well enough for them to compete. This last game might have been one of the lowest point totals, 13. That defense only gave up three. I think you got to respect Baltimore. The Bills, I feel like injuries have gotten them to a point, and dumb Josh Allen plays have lost them a couple of games. But I still think that they're talented enough to win and compete in that AFC to represent the Super Bowl. But, dude, lo and behold, as soon as Tyreek Hill left, I wrote off the Kansas City Chiefs and said that they were done and over. And let me tell you, Chris Jones, the defensive tackle, is a monster on defense. The way he plays is amazing. I love watching him play. And Kansas City is showing why they've been the best team in the AFC for the last couple of years, man. So those are my three in the AFC, dude.
Yeah. I agree, except for I was surprised about the Baltimore, and I don't know if I would put Baltimore up there quite yet. But Buffalo is worrying me for this reason. You know, we talk about Josh Allen making dumb mistakes, but he's also injured, and it's a major injury.
That's true. Very true.
And it's one that he's not taking care of. And I get it, you know, because they feel like this is the run. They can do it on the run, and he can, you know, do some things to hopefully salvage his arm in order for them to make the Super Bowl. But if he doesn't, if he gets hurt for real, it's over. It's a wrap. I actually think Miami is one of those teams that when Tua went down, it wasn't a very good situation, but he's back and he's balling. And you do have Tyreek Hill, who is the top receiver right now, who's the top quarterback. Again, to your point, it's actually Pat Mahomes. So they both are top quarterback, top receiver, just on two different teams.
Just on different teams now, okay.
Yeah, just on different teams. The thing with Kansas City is Clyde Edwards-Helaire has now gotten hurt. But they have another running back there.
Pacheco.
That's rookie. Getting them.
Yeah.
So I think it would be actually I'll put Baltimore in there in Buffalo's seat because of Josh Allen's injury. And
you
I'll put
change because of what I put, man. Your three is not bad. I mean,
no, I like it though, but like I said, Baltimore is just one of those on the fringe. But the problem is again that you have a running quarterback, which always scares me. Because they do get hurt. They get hurt obviously more than others. And there are calls that they don't get that other quarterbacks would get.
Yeah, I got you on that one. Play, you know, makes sense.
Yeah, and he's also, you know, up for contract year, so there's that part. But yeah, I would definitely do that. NFC, give me a top one. I know that's a tough one.
Hey, man, I said this before.
Yeah,
and if y'all don't like my word on this, fans, I apologize. The NFC is wide booty open. I think every week it changes. A week ago, I had your Cowboys written off, and this week I put them back in as one of my favorites because that defense played the way I thought they would play most of the year. You know, led by Michael Parsons. So I got, I got the Cowboys, the 49ers, and the Eagles. 49ers are playing overall good ball.
Yeah,
the addition of Christian McCaffrey has helped elevate that offense.
Yep.
Brandon Ayuk at wide receiver is playing really good. That defense is what it's been and not bad, right? And then the Eagles, just because their record right now, they've only lost one. They've been the most – they were the more legit of the undefeated or one-loss teams, although they've gone a couple steps backwards lately. Last couple of weeks, like you said, does it show signs of concern? But for what the NFC has to offer, I put Eagles, 49ers, and Cowboys as the top three teams in the NFC right now.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Minnesota was up there, but the decimation that happened. And, you know, and to your point, a lot of people are like, you know, just the fact that Kirk Cousins cannot show up in the big games when all eyes are on him. You know, and even though he had a great Buffalo win in Buffalo, it really was it was something that happened because of Buffalo. Buffalo lost the game. Yes, you have to be there in the game in order to win, but Buffalo lost the game. If they don't fumble, you know, who knows? But it definitely wouldn't be there. But yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. NFC is wide open. Obviously Philly. I think Dallas is there. Yes, I know the background, but
Homer.
Well, I mean,
No, but real talk, man. Right now, where the NFC is, I'm not mad at you for picking your home team.
If we talk about a team that in all three phases is good, and maybe one phase is a little bit better, obviously, with their defense, but if you look at what their offense can do and their special teams, like we have a kicker here, right? And Maher, who can make the kicks? We also have Turpin, who can make good plays. Now, he had a bonehead play here on one of the punts. But
Turpin, that's so funny. But yeah,
man, dude, Turpin time. Let's go. TCU, baby. Let's go, Frogs. But but I'm just saying there's definitely that part of it. Yes. San Fran is interesting to me because I think they're kind of up and down. Now that everyone is like, look, it's Jimmy G. Just let's just go. And the addition of McCaffrey, the Swiss Army knife. Yes, it's and Debo's coming back. You have all these players that are coming back off of injury, putting back into your lineup. San Francisco's scary, actually. San Francisco's pretty scary.
Yeah, man.
That's they're pretty scary.
I'm on my list.
That's it. All right. Now we're coming to the point where it's everybody's portion that no one likes except for Big Game. It's one's got to go, so let's just do it.
Hey, Jay.
What's up, man?
Why do you don't have to hate, hey, man, you don't have to hate the segment, man. Just kind of like, you know.
I don't hate the segment. I just don't like it.
First and foremost, you know, in tradition of this is our second Thanksgiving show.
This is.
And to keep up with the spirit of Thanksgiving, how much we love food, I found these
Thanksgiving songs?
Thanksgiving desserts.
Oh.
Thanksgiving desserts. Okay. Which one has got to go?
Okay.
And here they go, man. Banana pudding, sweet potato pie, pumpkin pie, bread pudding, or apple pie. One got to go.
That's tough. You know, that's tough. Because if we're talking about Thanksgiving desserts, traditionally apple pie isn't in there.
Right.
And bread pudding, not everybody. And I've told you this, there's only one banana pudding that I eat, and it's in Korea right now. So I can't eat it. I don't eat everybody's. They don't do it right.
I guarantee you. I know someone that will make one that you everyone should definitely try.
Everyone tells me that, and then I try it, and then I have to unfriend them in real life. Like, I can't be your friend no more.
Damn.
So
that friendship on the line. If I tell
it's
you
on the line.
If I tell you to come over here and eat some, have the banana pudding that Big Eye makes, if it's not good, that'd be the last episode of Big Game Sports Buzz. Huh?
That's it, man. Like, we can do it, but I just want to be your friend.
Oh, we can do the show on animosity,
bro. Oh, it may be even better, but I just know that if you put some bad banana pudding in front of me, you don't like me. If you put bad food in front of me, you don't like me. That means that
bad food in front of anyone, Jay Stodd, you don't.
That's like what I'm saying. But yeah, I've lost friends yeah. over banana pudding because they just you've got to taste this. It's all great. No, it's not. I can't trust you anymore because you think it is. Gosh,
I'm dying on the inside right now.
apple pie, man. I guess that's it.
Okay.
That's it. That was a tough one.
You're right. And apple pie is not traditional, but I like it enough. The one thing for me that could go, you might think I'm crazy. Take that pumpkin, bro. I grew up in the red clay south of Savannah, Georgia. We didn't do a whole lot of pumpkin. We did sweet potato.
Yeah.
I never really did pumpkin. I didn't get introduced to pumpkin until I moved out west. And yeah, it's all right now. You know, I ain't got to have a pumpkin spice smelling all through my house. I'm good.
It's good. But so
it does smell good, but it's not. Yeah, it does smell.
It smells but it's good. Traditional. Yeah,
true. It does. sorry. This is my bad, bro. For me, though,
gosh, I hate you.
For me, it's apple pie. Take the apple pie. Hey, man, please, everybody at home for doing this. One got to go. Y'all, make sure y'all chime in. Let us know.
Yeah.
Out of all those desserts, which one you would get rid of. And, you know, we're going to hit you back in the comments.
They're probably going to tell you bread pudding, though, to be honest with you.
Bread pudding can get swoosh. Boy, they
and it's only because it's a tradition. If it wasn't tradition, then bread pudding would probably be on mine. Mm. But I mean, you know, I've had some good bread pudding, but
man. Hey, rest in peace, man. Grandma Turner, my wife's grandmother.
Yeah.
Boy. She made rice pudding and bread. Man, you know you can make rice taste good like that. She made a rice pudding a bread pudding.
Rice with the condensed milk and
stop playing. But Jay Styles, man, now it's time to get into your favorite segment of the show. Why don't you go ahead and let the people know what that is, man?
Hey, some people have a top 100, some have a top 25, some have a top 50. I switched the order, but that's all right. But some people punk out and do a top 10. We don't do that here. Here, it's all about that top five. Let's go.
Even when you feel low, you can still go. Even when you feel slow, you can still go. Even when there's no hope, you can still go. I never answer to no, man, I still go. Go.
That's right, folks. The top five. What's in, what's out. This week, we've got the top five Thanksgiving meal items, not including turkey and ham. So we already know that's in there, and we've already talked about the tofu. So leave that at somebody else's house. All right. To the vegans, love you, but don't bring that to my house.
Bring it over here.
So Thanksgiving, you looking for what? What you looking for?
Man. All right. I love Thanksgiving. And my mom still loves to tell this damn story every time people come around. You know, that boy would come home from college and he ate off a platter. He didn't even have a plate. He had a platter. So he could have everything on his plate and he would eat more than one time. I loved it. Especially like when I was away at school, it really made me appreciate Thanksgiving a lot more, Jay. Yeah. So like you said, top five Thanksgiving food items other than turkey and ham, because those are gifts. Sir. You got to have it. Yeah. No top order for me on this one. These are all five things that I love for Thanksgiving that I want. So first I got peach cobbler down there. That's my Thanksgiving dessert of choice that I love out of all the ones that I want. That's why I couldn't go on the list, because someone would have said peach cobbler for one got to go. I might have fought them. So peach cobbler. And then another one I love, man, my grandmother made this, man. And no one makes it as good as she did. And I try to make it. My mom makes it. My mom makes a good one. Squash casserole. As a kid, I wasn't really crazy about squash, but my grandmother knew I loved cheese. She made the squash casserole, man. That was like beyond good.
Yeah.
And so like every Thanksgiving, man, I gotta have squash casserole. Like, love it to death. The yellow squash. Love it. All right. Now the squash casserole. Dressing.
Yeah.
You cannot have dressing. And now, for all my Caucasian friends, that's your version of stuffing. We call it dressing in my house. And a lot of my African American communities. You guys call it stuffing because I think you maybe stuff it inside the bird. I don't.
Yeah.
It's on the side.
You put it in
good,
a pan.
In a good, you know, good pan. You know what I'm saying? In a pan. And you use the juice from the turkey. Jesus Christ. So good. Dressing. Number two, collard greens, man. That's my vegetable choice. You know, somebody will do green bean casserole and other stuff, regular green bean. Man, give me my collard greens and some cornbread to go along with everything else. Need that.
Okay.
Need that. Number one. Mac and cheese.
Ooh.
I love mac and cheese. I love it not just for Thanksgiving, but for Thanksgiving, I know I get my mother-in-law's mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And if she don't cook nothing else in life but mac and cheese, that's all she needed. Boy, that mac and cheese. Let me tell you. It's award winning. She need to put that in the macaroni circuit. I'm telling you, man. It is awesome. Macaroni circuit, baby. So that's my top five, man.
I love it. Man, that's solid. Very, very solid. I know where I'll be going for Thanksgiving after meals. And that is a deal. That is a real thing. Thanksgiving after meals. Folks, all y'all folks that do the Black Friday, I don't do that. I go visit other people's houses after Thanksgiving. Yeah. Like, hey, I start around 9, 10 o'clock. Like, hey, what y'all got going? Oh, okay. Oh, we just eating leftovers. I'm on my way. And I'll have a circle that I would go around and hit the circuit and just, I'll just take a little taste and just put it on a plate for me. Just make a plate for me. And sometimes I may take my own Tupperware. That was another time. Anyway.
Oh, you that guy. You the Tupperware guy. Wow. I love it.
Not on the first day, but on that second day, yeah.
He said not the first day.
Not on Thanksgiving.
Gotta love
but
it.
But on that day after, yes, sir, let's go. Game, I'm with you, man. Dressing, yes. That's where you got to do it, cornbread dressing. That's where I am. Sweet cornbread for me. I know a lot of people like rolls. I like sweet cornbread. Mm. You kind of looking at me. But you know what it is.
No,
and we use honey. We use honey for that. Right. Mm. Brown sugar. No, all right. Yes, sir. It's
I'm about to dab on that a little bit. Brown sugar and some honey. Okay.
Put the brown sugar in there. And then when it come out, put some butter and some honey on top of it. Cut it up, man. It's cornbread cake, bro. That's what we call it here. Cornbread cake.
That sounds delicious.
It's fantastic.
It sounds so delicious.
I can't mess with you, man. Sweet potato pie for me, bro. I'm with you on that, man. My Uncle Ariel made some of the best sweet potato pies. Oh, God bless his soul. Ain't nobody. Ain't nobody made it in 20 years like him. So that's how long he's been gone, man. We still missing it.
Yes, sir.
Green bean casserole. I'm that guy. My mother made this for me. I'm that guy. I love green bean casserole with the fried onions.
The French fried onions on the top.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jay,
yes.
Don't get it twisted. Now, that's a good vegetable for Thanksgiving. It just wasn't my top five, but it's.
I understand.
Oh, best believe I'm going to appreciate a good green bean casserole around Thanksgiving, man.
Dude, I put bacon, like real bacon in mine. You know what I'm saying? I make the bacon, get the grease off of there, chop it up, and then put it in there.
If I had the room to stand up and clap right now, I might actually give you a standing ovation for that.
Bro, look, we're going to have to do it. We're going to have to do a big game Thanksgiving at some point. Whether maybe it's not on the day, maybe it's the day before, whatever, weekend before, but we're going to have to do that, man.
Yeah.
For sure. And then, listen, folks, this is kind of my old hell nod to those who believe in this. I love cranberry sauce, but the real stuff, not the canned stuff. And I'm looking in here so y'all understand. Don't eat stuff from a can. Don't eat cranberry sauce from a can. Please, please. You should not eat food that goes when it comes out, okay? Food is not supposed to sound like that. It's not supposed to.
What it sound like?
And you sitting there waiting on it? Don't do that.
Hey, and it gets in the can and just go. It get a little weird wiggle. And it go, hey, go. When it come out, it go. When it come out, boy, you stupid. You are so.
Don't do that to yourself. You're better than that. Love yourself. Eat you some real cranberry sauce. If you don't know where to get some, holler at me, okay? I will get some. I will make it for you. I'll put it in the fridge, get you in a container, and give it to you because you will love it. I promise you.
People, I've never had real cranberry sauce, and it's something that I really would like to try that because I like cranberries. So I think that's we're gonna put our minds together and come up with something here to do like a post big game Thanksgiving or something like that.
That'll work. That'll work. That's the only way to do it, man. Look, I appreciate every single person that has subscribed, that has followed, that has watched, that has viewed everything. We've got a lot of stuff coming up. I know we keep saying about it. It is coming. We're about to make some great, great moves. Stick with us. Follow us. Make sure that you're there. Big Game Sports Buzz, Big Game Entertainment. We got new shows that are coming, new personalities, new people. It's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be awesome, man. Appreciate it, man. Hey, to everybody that's been tuning in, we appreciate that. And if you haven't done so, please go ahead and hit that thumbs up, that like button, and hit that little notification bell so you know that every time that the Buff Nerd Jay Stoggs and your boy Big Game James is on, bringing you brand new content. To my beautiful wife, happy birthday, baby. So everybody happy, Asian. so happy that the month is almost over. We've been celebrating all month. Now play. Happy birthday, love. And then to everyone else, man, out there, man, y'all please have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your families. And y'all, if you need something to do, if the games get bored, go back, pull up your YouTube on your TV, and watch an old episode of Big Game Sports Buzz. You will not be disappointed. For the Buff Nerd, Jay Stoggs, I'm your man, Big Game James. This has been Big Game Sports Buzz. Peace.
Yeah. It's a big game.